Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, it's my 7th annual Grammy Award preview show, exploring some of the Grammy nominees in the vocal jazz category and other related categories, including Best Traditional Pop Album. This past year was a strange one for the music industry, so as a result, this is a strange year for the Grammys. For one, the award show itself has been postponed by 2 months because of COVID-19. But also, while some Grammy Award veterans are present, there's also a slate of new voices, including Somi and Tana Alexa, perhaps signaling a change in some jazz trends. It's a 2021 Grammy Award preview, coming up next on Afterglow.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Yeah. I've got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Oh, life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger.
What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Oh, baby, I'm in love. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Oh, yeah.
The great Kenny Washington from his 2020 album, What's the Hurry? With the 1932 Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler classic, I've Got the World on a String. Guitarist Jeff Massanari was featured on that particular track. Washington is a veteran jazz singer and has been based out of the Bay Area for decades. While he won a Grammy in 2014 as the guest vocalist on a tropical Latin album by the group Pacific Mambo Orchestra, his nomination this year for Best Jazz Vocal Album marks his first as a solo artist. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting the Grammy nominees in some vocal jazz-related categories. Coming up, we'll hear some nominees in the Best Traditional Pop category, as well as the Best Vocal and Instrumental Arrangement category. But first, I want to feature the artists nominated for the Best Jazz Vocal category. And let's start with a familiar voice, Kurt Elling. Elling is a veteran of this particular category, having been nominated 13 times, including this year, and winning once in 2010 for his album Dedicated to You. His nomination this year is for the album Secrets Are the Best Stories, a collaboration with pianist Danilo Perez. Perez wrote much of the music for the album, and Elling wrote almost all of the lyrics. He also includes several previously written jazz songs for which he wrote new vocalese lyrics, and let's hear one of those now. This is Kurt Elling with his version of the Jaco Pastorius song, Continuum, on Afterglow.
Because there's a mystery, an enigma. There's a memory oh so slight. There's a message in the mirror that will flicker to spark of light, turn the dark into sight. Questions about love are as old as everything that's ever been. Questions linger on until the end. There's a ribbon in the river that is running through your heart. There's a whisper in the water where the wisdom to impart, restart, be your own work of art. Questions about life are as old as everything that's ever been. Questions linger on until the end. We'll be right back.
face in the mirror, and the mirror. We are tasting forever, every moment. Everything that's ever been, questions linger on until the end. There's a ribbon in the river that is running through.
Kurt Elling and pianist Danilo Perez from their album Secrets Are the Best Stories, a more experimental album and one of the nominees for the Best Jazz Vocal Album category at the 2021 Grammy Awards. That was the song A Certain Continuum, based on the Jaco Pastorius song Continuum, here with new original lyrics by Elling. Another nominee in the Best Jazz Vocal category at this year's Grammy Awards is another jazz veteran, Carmen Lundy, although this is her first nomination. Lundy has been recording for over 40 years now, getting her start in the late 1970s, singing with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. As a solo artist, Lundy has been recording mostly her own original music, and her latest album, Modern Ancestors, is no exception. Lundy also plays keyboard, guitar, and percussion on several of the tracks on this album. Let's hear a track from that album now. This is Carmen Lundy with her original song, Clear Blue Skies, on Afterglow.
I feel like flying, flying, flying. I feel you like flying, flying, flying. I feel like I'm flying. Clear blue skies are on the way. Say goodbye to the rainy day. Clear blue skies are on. No tears to wipe away, no clouds so dark and gray. It's so wonderful to say goodbye to the rainy day. Clear blue skies skies are on the way. Hey. So wonderful to say goodbye to the rainy day, clear blue sky, clear blue skies are on the way, clear blue skies are on the way, clear blue skies are on the way.
Carmen Lundy with her original song Clear Blue Skies from the album Modern Ancestors, one of the nominees for the Best Jazz Vocal Album category at the 2021 Grammy Awards. Our next Grammy nominee in this category is a relative newcomer, the singer Somi. Somi's style blends jazz with the sounds of her African roots. Her parents were immigrants from Rwanda and Uganda, and Somi was mentored by the legendary South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Somi's style has often been compared to Nina Simone, not only for her soulful and expressive voice, but also her activism. Immigration and Black identity are frequent topics on her albums. Her album Holy Room, live at Alta Oper with Frankfurt Radio Big Band, recorded in 2019, has been nominated for a Grammy this year, her first nomination. And let's hear a song from this album now, an original that first made an appearance on her 2017 album, Petite Afrique. This is Somi, live in 2019 with Black Enough, on Afterglow.
For you, I don't talk the way you do. You call me names and try to hurt me. Spit on the ground, open to curse me. They say blood is thicker than water, but you look like my great grandfather. Walk by, suck teeth. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? You call my God a stranger too. Turning your eyes like you don't see me. You only speak if it's a Sunday. Lines are raised through blood and water. Who's to say I'm not your lost daughter? Turn the other cheek. I'm black enough for you. Thank you.
children too. It don't matter how you see me, we're still running like the old days. Even if I'm not from here, green cards don't save you. I still look just like your mama. I'm not from here, green cards don't save you. I still look just like your mama. Not from here, green cards don't save you. I still look just like your mama. Hands up, don't shoot. Blacker than you. Blacker than me. Blacker than you. Blacker than me.
The artist Somi from her 2020 album Holy Room live at Alta Oper with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, a nominee for the Best Jazz Vocal category at the 2021 Grammy Awards. That was her original song, Black Enough. Our last jazz vocal nominee is also a first-time nominee, the Croatian-American singer Tana Alexa. Alexa's latest album is called Ona, the Croatian word for she. And on this album, female empowerment is at the center. Many of the songs are her own reflections on female identity, both the joys and the struggles, and celebrations of women in Tana Alexa's life. And many of the songs are originals, but I'll play for you now one of the covers, which takes on new resonance through Alexa's specific lens of feminism and power structures. This is singer Tana Alexa with the 1985 Tears for Fears song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tana Alexa from her 2020 album Ona, a nominee for the Best Jazz Vocal category at this year's Grammy Awards. That was her version of the Tears for Fears classic, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Another Grammy nominee in the background right now, Ambrose Akinmusiri, and we'll have more 2021 Grammy nominees, including nominees in the Best Traditional Pop category, in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some Grammy nominees ahead of this year's Grammy Awards, scheduled to take place this weekend. One category where many vocal jazz artists have shown up, besides of course the Best Jazz Vocal Album category, is the Best Arrangement category, specifically the Best Arrangement of Instruments and Vocals. Several jazz singers are featured in this category, including the Portuguese jazz singer Maria Mendes, the American artist Becca Stevens, and the veteran jazz and neo-soul singer Michelle Ndigeocello. The artist I want to feature now is someone who's been getting a lot of buzz this year, and someone who I've featured on the show before, the jazz pop wunderkind Jacob Collier. Collier's latest album, Jesse Volume 3, is actually up for Album of the Year this year, against artists like Coldplay and Taylor Swift. Collier's arrangements are maximalist and soaring, intricate soundscapes that capture jazz, pop, soul, R&B, hip-hop, and experimental art music, all created in his childhood bedroom. The song he was nominated for was his original song, He Won't Hold You, which features the marvelous rapper Rhapsody performing a verse. Here is Jacob Collier and Rhapsody with He Won't Hold You on Afterglow.
He won't hold you like I do. He
baby, since you left me, it's been so long since your body held me. Won't you come and save me? I never was misunderstood, baby, since the day you met me. Now I'm lost, I'm on my own, I feel so lonely. Won't you resurrect me?
Of what I thought, and Things rearranged, we miss what is not the same. I learned the value of what we had taught by pain. Caught the rain, used it to wash my wounds. Learned the other side's grass wasn't as green. I bloomed, I grew. Took separation to get closer to you. You didn't let go and I held on too. Your arms were my armor. Karma cut us loose. You learned value, I learned truth. No one holds me down the way you do. But your feelings I let spill over and over and over. Just the cover for insecurities I couldn't show to hell. I had to face myself, my fears, my fails. Now I know there's nothing I can't do. I dance in the rain knowing I can swim too. Found liberation. Found my freedom. Where it begins is without you. I understand now. My only one without you.
And I miss you all around. The people make a people sense. They dance along the avenue of what I thought I knew. And I
Jacob Collier and the artist known as Rhapsody performing He Won't Hold You, a track off of Collier's Grammy-nominated album Jesse Volume 3. That particular track is also up for a Grammy in the Best Arrangement category this year. Another nominee in the Best Instrumental and Vocal Arrangement category is the jazz vocal group known as Sage, that's spelled S-A-J-E. The four members of this group include jazz singer Sarah Gazarek, Amanda Taylor, Jeanne Kendrick, and Aaron Bentledge, each accomplished singers in their own right. Gazarek, in fact, earned a Grammy nomination last year for her solo album Thirsty Ghost. Sarah, Amanda, Jeanne, and Aaron, S-A-J-E, are also songwriters, and together they wrote their Grammy-nominated song, Desert Song, a folk-inspired reflection with delicate and nuanced harmonies performed flawlessly. Here is the group Sage with their original song, Desert Song, on Afterglow.
I bet when you see the ocean, you're drawn to the strength inside the waves. But if you get caught within the ocean, the undertow will let you lose your way. I bet when you reach the ocean, can't wait to sink your toes into the sand. Instead, you will sink into the ocean and watch your heart fall slowly from your hands. She's calling. Someday you will reach the desert, held by the warmth within the skies, breathe in the exhale of the desert, and see yourself reflected in the song of life. And love. She's been singing a song. Life to you survives. You're singing with the desert. You've always known the words to sing along. You have a voice. You to have a voice. Share. She's calling, calling, calling.
The jazz vocal group Sage, S-A-J-E, consisting of jazz singers Sarah Gazarek, Amanda Taylor, Jeanne Kendrick, and Aaron Bentledge, performing their original song, Desert Song, a nominee in the Best Arrangement category at this year's Grammy Awards. Moving on now to the Best Traditional Pop category. This category typically belongs to Tony Bennett. He has won the award 13 times out of his 16 nominations. Bennett is not nominated this year, and in fact, his particular brand of 1950s jazz pop is only mildly featured this year. Sure, one of the nominees is Renee Zellweger, doing her Judy Garland impression from the 2019 film Judy, but you also get an album by Burt Bacharach, known for his 1960s pop sound, and an album by James Taylor, known for his 1970s folk sound. Let's hear two nominees in the traditional pop category now, beginning with that album by Taylor. On this album, called American Standard, he brings his 1970s singer-songwriter style to traditional pop songs from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Here is James Taylor with the 1939 Billie Holiday song, God Bless the Child, on Afterglow.
Then that's got shall get, then that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. So the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't seem to make the grade. No. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. You got money, you got lots of friends hanging all around your door. When it's all gone and the spending ends, no, they don't come around no more. rich relations bring crusts of bread and such. You can't help yourself, just don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Relations bring crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, just don't take too much. No. Mama may have, Papa may have, oh, but God bless the child that can stand up and say, I've got my own.
But don't worry, I to get you.
Singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright with his original song Alone Time from his 2020 album Unfollow the Rules. Before that, we heard James Taylor with the Billie Holiday standard God Bless the Child from his latest album American Standard. Both of these albums are nominated for the Best Traditional Pop Album at this year's Grammy Awards. The final nominee we'll look at this hour also comes from the Best Traditional Pop category, and it's probably the most traditional of the five nominees. It's from Harry Connick Jr., his seventh nomination in this category, and the album True Love, A Celebration of Cole Porter. Calling it traditional does not detract from this album in any way. It's a sparkling, energetic interpretation of many jazz favorites, all arranged and orchestrated by Connick himself. And the consistently high quality across the board with this album reminds you exactly why Harry Connick Jr. is often considered the best of the jazz pop vocalists working today. Here is Harry Connick Jr. with his version of Cole Porter's classic, I Love Paris, on Afterglow.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near.
Thank you.
because my love. Hey, because my love. Ooh, because my love. Hey, because my love. Ooh, because my love is near.
Harry Connick Jr. with I Love Paris, a track off of his Grammy-nominated album True Love, a celebration of Cole Porter. In the background right now, another 2021 Grammy nominee, the late jazz legend Chick Corea. And thanks for tuning in to this Grammy Award edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.